Now, on this next one, we have ancient tools. Now, all throughout the world, lots of different places, South America, North America, Europe, Africa, they found these tools embedded below the earth in layers that are like millions of years old. But they find tools like this in a lot of places where they can't find skeletons. But they can find evidence that people lived there. But what I find fascinating is that when scientists find these old ancient tools, they say, aha, that's evidence of man. We know that man has been here because look at these tools he left. Because these tools have definitely, and in the lower right one, it shows how ancient man, you know, took a piece of flint or whatever and they carved out these various tools and spears and spearheads and arrowheads and so on. Now, well, what's fascinating about this idea is then we have another group of scientists that look at the human cell and the human DNA, which has a computers more sophisticated than anything we have ever made before, and they say, nobody made that. It just made it by itself. So it's funny that one group of scientists looks at these primitive tools and say, yeah, that's science intelligent. Intelligent design was at work. But they'll look at the human DNA, which is so complicated, it took every computer in the universe almost to even map it, let alone create it. And they say, oh, this created itself. It was created through trial and error. What's that?
It came from an asteroid.
Yeah, right. So that's an interesting dichotomy, I think. They look at this. They say intelligent design. They look at a computer and they say, ah, this computer created itself. The human cell is an amazing thing, though. It's got little dump trucks in it. It's got little electric motors. It's got environmental systems. It's got transportation systems. It's got communication systems. It's got computers in it. And all these things, it can duplicate itself, which, you know, my computer over here can't do that yet. It can do all these things, yet there was no intelligent design involved at all. But this is intelligent design. We know that there was an intelligent designer that made this thing, but not the human cell, not any cell. So that's an interesting dichotomy. It just illustrates the tremendous blind spots. It's going to be fun to go to the next world and watch the atheists when they die and find out they're still alive.
Probably an atheist watching room, viewing room, to see them coming in.
Yeah.
They're just laughing, you know.
It's going to be fun dealing with them. Saying,
security checks.
Well, what? How?
Some of them still won't.
First question we have for you, fellows, how did this spirit world get here? You think it just come here through no design? Like, you know, who knows? If they're really blinded by it, they may continue to think that the spirit world just created itself. Yeah, so it's interesting that man, human intelligence is that old. It kind of opened my mind because, you know, I'm a big student of L.S.A. Bailey, and he uses a figure approximately 18 million years for the first self-conscious human being. But here we have evidence that there's been self-conscious human beings before that. But, you know, D.K. doesn't say there has never been anyone before that. And the Hindu religion, like, say, some of the Hindu texts indicate times of great destruction. They talk about, instruments like atomic bombs. Their scriptures talk about a great war they had where there was explosions brighter than 1,000 suns went off. Now, what could be an explosion brighter than 1,000 suns that caused great destruction millions of years ago? And so it's interesting. Oh, and Michael Cremo talks about another interesting thing in Oklahoma. They were mining 2 miles deep in a coal mine there. And they were blasting away, and they come to this wall. And this wall had these bricks that were about normal sized bricks, but they were very bright and reflective like glass. They were like glass bricks. And they come to this wall made of these glass bricks. And so they went up the stairs and told their supervisor, and the supervisor called somebody. And the next thing they knew, they were being pulled out, and they were directed to mine somewhere else. And they closed that down. So, you know, somebody, some powers that be, didn't want this to be discovered, whatever it was.
Where was that taken?
It was in Oklahoma.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was 2 miles deep.
Wow.
They discovered this big glass wall. Yeah. So there's been a lot of things like that that he comes up with. Now, he's got a book online, and it's free. It's a Reader's Digest version of his book, Forbidden Archaeology. I think it's called The History of Man or something. But you can look up his name, Michael Cremo, C-R-E-M-O. Like I say, he has a book online free that you can download. Yeah.
I was just going to say, in Arizona at the Seven Rays Conference, Philip Lindsay wrote a book, Hidden History of Humanity, same lines of this stuff, where he talks
what
about...
What was his name?
Philip Lindsay, Hidden History of Humanity. It's fairly new. He's
I think I've heard about it.
Yeah, he's an astrologer, mm-hmm. Very much a Bailey and Blavatsky, and he kind of cites all those sources as well as some of the quotes you've used and some of the Hindu stuff. And his book is fairly new, but it goes right along with this. And
yeah.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to have available all the Akashic records and be able to see the true history of our planet.
But we're definitely older than the born-again Christians think. They're definitely... it's interesting, some of the theories they come up with to explain their beliefs. You go to them and they say, well, you know, we've seen galaxies 13 billion years away, so their light took 13 billion years to reach us. So God couldn't have created the universe 6,000 or 10,000 years ago. And you know what their explanation for that is?
God created the light between here and the universe.
No?
That's what I heard.
He says... They say the speed of light has changed. Back when God created the universe, the speed of light was, boom, it went really fast. You know?
It's slowed down.
It's slowed. Yeah, yeah.
So now the speed of light has slowed way down. So it's funny that when people have a thought form that they hold on to, you know, they will always come up with some explanation that satisfies them. We find what we're looking for. They have reasons to discount every evidence that is discovered that humans have been here longer than 6,000 years. Okay, we're going to take another short break, and then we're going to turn the time over to Master Curtis.